Good morning. As someone who spends the majority of her time speaking in front of small children, this is a little anxiety-producing for me. So I would ask that you just have some grace for me this morning. Last week I spent our Sunday morning worship at the tech desk and back, and I didn't realize how anxiety-producing it was to have your finger on the button, right? Like, to really be responsible for moving the slides. So I guess I was successful in that situation, so they said, okay, Mom, you can speak. Here we go. I think it's important to be authentic when we speak to one another, and so I want to give you a little bit of context about where I'm coming from. Paula's prayer request, thank you, touches a heartstring because the impact of the new political administration is taking a toll on the students and families at the elementary school where I work and maybe where you work or maybe where your students go to school. For me, we're a Title I dual language school. Approximately half of our students are Spanish speaking. Students and families are anxious and fearful, to say the least. We've seen an 8% dip in our Latino students' attendance. Many of our paraeducators, are carrying their legal documents with them to work. Rumors and postings are floating around on social media that ICE has been seen in Portland, in the Portland metro area. I don't know. We don't know. But we are so fearful and so anxious. And the fire hose continues. As someone who usually enjoys listening, I can't believe I'm saying this, but enjoys listening to the news in the morning, or the podcast, thank you. As I get ready or as I drive to work, I now find myself needing to shift this routine, and maybe this is true for you as well. I need more mental and emotional space. My morning drive has changed to include a playlist of music without words. Please, no more words. I don't need anything else. I really need to feel a sense of calm and peace as I head in to work with the children and staff in our community. I hope that you are also able to find some form of peace and routine that allows you to stay grounded and centered. Taking time to breathe, time to create, time to look for joy, time to be the joy. That being said, the topic for my message today is Jesus as a servant leader. There are so many scripture passages I could have chosen for today's message, but I think Mark 10:45 says it simply and clearly. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Over the past few weeks, we have looked at Jesus in a variety of ways. Leslie spoke about Jesus as a friend. Colin spoke about Jesus as a healer. Mark spoke about Jesus as a prophet. And Jared spoke about Jesus as Lord. Today, I want to think about Jesus as a servant leader. The Jewish people in Jesus' time largely hoped for a Messiah who would be a powerful earthly king, someone who would lead them in overthrowing Roman rule and restoring Israel's independence. Many expected a leader like David, a warrior who would reclaim their land and establish a kingdom of justice and prosperity. They sought a ruler who would bring political and military victory, freeing them from oppression. However, Jesus defied these expectations by presenting himself as a spiritual leader, preaching love, humility, and the kingdom of God, rather than leading an armed rebellion. His emphasis on inner transformation and peace disappointed those who longed for a more forceful, nationalistic leader. In his 1970 essay entitled "The Servant as Leader," Robert Greenleaf of Gonzaga University popularized the term servant leadership. Greenleaf said, "A servant leader focuses primarily on the growth and well-being of people and the communities to which they belong. While traditional leadership generally involves the accumulation and exercise of power by the one at the top of the pyramid, servant leadership is different. In Greenleaf's model, the servant leader shares power, puts the needs of others first, and helps people develop and perform as highly as possible." I think there's a spectrum of leadership styles. Perhaps the servant leader at one end, and at the other end, a leader who is focused on accumulating power and resources. Greenleaf's popularization of this style of leadership was not really new. Hundreds of years earlier, Jesus served as a model for this style of servant leadership. Throughout Scripture, we see Jesus consistently putting others before himself through acts of selflessness, compassion, and sacrifice. He healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and comforted the outcasts, prioritizing their needs over his own comfort and safety. He humbled himself by washing his disciples' feet, showing that true leadership comes through serving others. And ultimately, he made the greatest sacrifice by willingly laying down his own life on the cross, offering redemption to humanity. His actions demonstrated unconditional love and a deep commitment to putting others before himself. When I think of a servant leader, I think of someone who is willing to also disrupt societal and cultural norms. Intentionally or unintentionally, the impact of a servant leader has on their community can and maybe should be disruptive. Jesus disrupted the status quo by challenging societal norms, religious traditions, and expectations of power and status. He associated with sinners, tax collectors, and the marginalized, people whom society had rejected. Jesus elevated women and treated them with dignity. He also spoke against the legalistic interpretations of religious leaders who prioritized rules over compassion. Instead of seeking political power, he preached a kingdom not of this world, where the greatest are those who serve others. Jesus' teaching on love, forgiveness, and humility stand in stark contrast to the rigid social hierarchies of his time, ultimately leading to opposition from religious and political authorities who saw him as a threat to their control. Jesus disrupted the system. As I'm contending with my own daily challenges, I'm finding myself looking for examples of servant leadership. I'm feeling myself drawn to consider, how will I step out and serve those around me? As I'm doing this, I'm reminded of something I know Fred Rogers once said. Look for the helpers. You'll always find people who are helping. I want to look for the helpers. The Right Reverend Marianne Edgar Buddy, Bishop of the Diocese of Washington, made a direct appeal to the president during a post-inauguration prayer service that he attended. She asked him to show mercy to members of the LGBTQ plus community and migrants who are in the country illegally. Our president's response to Buddy's message was not kind, nor was it respectful. And when asked if she would apologize for her message, she simply said, "I'm not going to apologize for asking for mercy for others." Buddy's words and actions exemplify the type of servant leadership that is compassionate, humble, and disruptive. Quakers on the East Coast filed a lawsuit against the DHS policy allowing ICE agents to enter places of worship. The lawsuit filed in a federal district court in Maryland states that the very threat of that immigration force deters congregants from attending services, especially members of immigrant communities. According to the plaintiffs, attending a service is a crucial aspect of the constitutional guarantee to religious liberty. As a community, this group of friends is finding a way to follow Jesus' model of servant leadership. They are finding a way to disrupt an inequality in the system. Finally, Jesus' model of servant leadership is unapologetic. Jesus steps into situations and advocates for the least, and he speaks to those who have been pushed to the margins. Jesus listens to the hearts of those who come to him boldly and speaks his truth. Jesus interrupts the status quo and turns his followers' ideas of leadership and power upside down. Each time he heals a person, the fabric of social, religious, and cultural expectations is made anew. Jesus said, "Yes, I am king, but I am not of this world. I am pointing you towards the God of the universe that desires to be the king of your heart." We're going to move into a time of open worship, and I would encourage you to settle into this open worship. And during this time, if and when you are listening to God, I really want you to consider, if they're helpful, some queries. And they'll be up on the board in just a second, but here they are. Whatever your calling ministry looks like, how are you living out this call to be a servant leader? Who are the helpers in your community? How are they modeling servant leadership? How is Christ calling you to be disruptive in your current position? If you are not in a place to be a servant leader, how can you uplift the servant leaders around you?